Mary Ann Dooley by Flora Monaghan. Before I did my research, all I knew about my great-grandmother, Mary Ann, was that she had reared my father and his two sisters from a very young age. In 1908, her daughter, my grandmother, Mary, died at the age of 30, and Mary's husband, Joseph, my grandfather, died 3 months later. She never got or looked for any help because she was afraid the children would be taken from her and put into an orphanage. At this stage in her life, Mary Ann was a widow for the second time. She worked as a dealer in Patrick Street to support the family. Her son, Patrick, lived with her in Francis Street. As I did my research on my great-grandmother, I learned what a strong, independent woman she was, who had a lot of tragedies in her life. She was born in Dublin in 1851, just after the famine years, into a poor family of dealers, a trade that Mary worked at all her life. In 1870, she married Patrick Burke. They had a son, Patrick, in 1871. Her husband died in 1874. She then married Patrick Dooley. In 1875, she had my grandmother, Mary. A son, Valentine, was born in 1878. In those days, life was very hard if you were left a widow with children. You had no support, so women tended to marry again for security. In 1879, Patrick Dooley, her second husband, died. Mary Ann was left with three young children. In 1905, on Christmas Eve, Mary Ann's son, Valentine, was found dead in the River Liffey in Dublin. He was 26 years of age. They never found any evidence of foul play. He had been drinking the night before with his stepbrother, Patrick. Mary went on to rear her three grandchildren. My father always spoke of her with great affection, as did my two aunts. Mary Ann died in 1926, at the age of 77. She is buried in Dean's Grange Cemetery in Dublin.